figured out a segue. It's amazing what panic will do for you. I'm here to talk about quantum affirmation and how does that segue with sex and how does that segue with all the other things we're talking about and with Jeopardy. Because what makes a visionary? A visionary is able to know the same things that other people know, but to make the connections to what's happening in the future. And connection is the reason that we have sex. It's the reason that we do everything. We're all here because we want to be connected. Social media is the ultimate connection. But with all the bells and whistles of Twitter and Facebook and the applications that are going to come, we're all still trying to get connected to the same thing that we've been trying to get connected with ever since we walked out of the cave. And that's the nature. Because just as a painter is always trying to imitate the color, the arrangement, the shape, the perfect form, the perfect formlessness of nature, we're all trying to imitate the connectedness that exists in the visible spectrum of the world and the invisible spectrum of the world, which is what I usually write about. I've written about astrology and tarot. I have over 2 million books in print in 14 languages. And I say that because I'm trying to explain how much hunger for connection there is in the world. People, I mean, we're all in the same boat. We're all facing the fact of our mortality and trying to make the best of the situation. I don't want to say it's a bad situation or a good situation because it's the same situation that we all have. So here we are, we're all trying to make connections. And just when I thought I was as far out as I could be with tarot cards, and my wife did the enchanted tarot, we've done all these different things, I started learning about quantum physics. And I realized, these guys are crazier than I'll ever be. And I think it was Niels Bohr who said, if you think you understand, or if you don't think that quantum physics is crazy, you don't understand it. And I thought that this was definitely crazy, so maybe I had a chance of understanding it. And so I wrote this book because I wanted people to understand how to make the connections with the future that we all know that we should have, but we're not. Because quantum physics, quantum mechanics, whatever you want to call it, postulates that there's possible futures, probable futures. But how to connect with the one you want to go to when it's like, I don't know if you remember what photograph records are like, the present moment is like the needle on a photograph record, except reality has a million different grooves in that record to go down. How do you tell reality which one you want to get to? And that's when I realized that all these books I've done about affirmations had the power to get me to the future that I wanted to get to. And it also explained to me something that was a nagging problem for me, which is why do affirmations, and affirmations are easy to understand, I'll explain in a second, why do affirmations not work sometimes, especially the ones like, every day and every way I'm getting better and better. Well, because I know I'm full of crap. Because every day and every way I'm getting older and older, so that's not better right there. So you can't lie to yourself. So I want to write a book that helps you become more friendly with yourself. Because by being friendly with yourself, you put yourself in a state of relaxed concentration where you can actually make some changes and actually use affirmations the way they're meant to be used. Now, what is an affirmation? In the 60s, I'm now in my 60s, and I lived through the 60s, which is frightening enough in itself. But in the 60s, they had this movie out called You Are What You Eat, and everybody thought, oh, this is really cool. But just as you are what you eat, Hippocrates said, thy food shall be thy remedy, so you don't even get better using good food. You are what you affirm. What makes you different? What makes you you? It's what you affirm, what you believe to be true without question. So we're talking about making a major shift in a sort of setting concrete aspect of yourself, what you believe. And how to do that? Slowly. So you got to do it slowly. You got to be friendly with yourself. You can't lie to yourself because if you do, nobody is more sensitive to you lying to yourself than you are. And I have had this wonderful life. I started off in a very bad situation, not as bad as some, of course, but I got myself in this wonderful situation. I just celebrated my 34th wedding anniversary. We've been together actually 37 years. And we're having a great time. And you can do it too. You can make
many of the changes that you want to do. It's all this little fine application, which I'm going to put down, because I held it up there. If you want, I forgot how to hold it. And so, how do you do it? The first thing is to identify your goal. We all say we want a certain thing, but when you drill down into what you want, sometimes you find you don't really want what you want. People come up to me as a psychic, as an astrologer, as a tarot reader. They're always like, how do I find my soulmate? What they really mean a lot of the times is, how do I not feel bad about being lonely? Because I don't want someone coming into my life and messing it up. Because that's usually what happens when, you know, you get into this whole soulmate thing and you think it's going to be the one. And you just... The main thing is to be honest with yourself. So just drill down and find out what it is that you want. And then you find out that you can actually get it. So then the second thing is identify your history with your goal. Why haven't you gotten what you wanted? In the tarot, I know we have a lot of scientists here, and we're talking about connection, and the word religion is all about religios, like ligaments, to bind together again. We're trying to bind ourselves together again with the infinite. Why is this hunger for connection translating into this way? In the tarot, there is a position of the 11-part Celtic cross that is called the hope and the fear. And the question I always have is, why is the hope the fear? And then I realize what you don't have is what you're afraid of. And the trick is to not be afraid of it by experiencing it in an affirmation in your head. We'll get to that in a step. Why? The only five steps. We'll do this quick. Okay. So the third step is identify your gift. Something that you're really good at. It could be doing Twitter, it can be doing Facebook when you don't really want to do Facebook. It can be being a great parent, being a great chef, being a nice person. Being kindness is always an option in terms of your gift. So you take your gift, and then you entangle it with your goal. This is another quantum technique. I haven't mentioned quantum very much. It's mentioned lightly in the book because I ended up writing too much about it. I took it all out because who cares? You only care about what works. And so the reason this works is because of quantum entanglement, which, as you all know, is when two particles act upon each other, and you take them to other sides of the universe, spin one, the other one spins, they become quantum entanglement. Einstein, who was one of the first quantum physicists and hated it, called this spooky action at a distance. And it's been proven. All these things are proven. Because just like if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, quantum physics says it falls differently, because the observer affects the experiment. So, you take your gift, something that flows to you effortlessly and endlessly, you say that three times fast, and entangle it with your goal, so that every time you do a visualization where you see yourself being a good parent, being a good Twitter person, being socially connected, doing something good that flows to you effortlessly and endlessly, and seeing your goal becoming the result of that. And that brings us to the fifth one, after you've done that one for a while. And this works, by the way. We did a DVD for the One Spirit Book Club. It was a main selection, One Spirit Book Club. We did a DVD, and everyone who worked on it, from the camera people, the editors, the producers, everybody lost weight, including me. Because at a certain point, you can't lie to yourself. And that's one of the best things that happens when you do the quantum affirmations technique. It brings us to step five, which is called a contemplation. And that's a play on words. When I looked up what contemplation means, it has the word temp, like temple. It means, it comes from the word that means where you do an augury, where you predict the future. So your contemplation is a quantum power affirmation visualization in your head where you see what you want to have happen. Shout out a goal. Tell me a goal.
Famous author.
Famous author is good. Famous author means you're going to be going on tour, and sometimes your suitcase is going to get lost. So it's to see things as real as you can make it, because the realer it can be in your head, the realer it can be in your experience. This is how you tell your subconscious, which is very powerful, how to make those little shifts like tunnel or rig that is going to take you to what you want. So famous author, see it as this great, and where's my royalty check? And, you know, see it with warts and all. And for people who want soulmates, you might not like your soulmate's pet. They might not like your parents. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that turns off a lot of people in the New Age. Oh my God, I saw something negative. But that negative stuff is what helps you connect with the real future, because then your subconscious says, ah, this is real. This person can handle it. I can send them into the fire of being a famous author, because they visualize it, they're ready for it. Because you're not going to send yourself into a future that you can't handle. And that's my gift to you all today. I hope you all have a great day, and check out one.
Go, guys. Jason said 93rd, I'm sorry, I'll hear you.
Right, but can you call Edmund?
No, I don't want to call him.
Thank you.
did that on purpose.
I think, yeah, she was.
So how much we got there? I could put it on the table here.
Okay.
And let's go two down one more.